Okay, so what do we got to talk about this week?
We like movies.
In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots,
he's Chris, I'm Derek.
Two brothers from separate mothers. They are the Keepers of the Frame.
That's a good start.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Keepers of the Fringe. I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the itchy to my scratchy Chris.
Hello, that's what I call my balls.
Oh, boy.
He's dead, Jim.
That's a weird way to open the... I should remember not just to say anything that comes to my mind, because it's not good.
That would seem logical.
Let's. The buttons are killing it. Now it's documented for all time that I call my balls a chance. What the? Oh my god.
Ah, yes. So, how you been? Unfortunately, yes, I do know now. Itchy and scratch. Oh boy. Well, the world's going to hell, so let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah.
So the big news, of course, is the coronavirus and all the effects it's having on the world and us in particular. And it's fucked up a lot of shit right now. For example, we're getting into convention season, and a lot of conventions have been canceled, including some of the big ones like E3, Emerald City Comic Con, RuPaul's Drag Con. I know you're disappointed about that one.
Oh,
WonderCon, you know, and
I just bought a girdle for that. What am I gonna do?
Everything's. All conventions are being canceled now. We are, in case you didn't know, we are in Massachusetts recording this.
We are a bunker underground right now.
Yeah. And our governor just announced earlier that they're putting a ban on all gatherings from 20 under over 25 people. 25 people. Damn.
I've been training for this my whole life.
I know, right? This is a time where being an introvert really helps.
Yeah, I know. I keep seeing people online freaking out because they're like, I'm isolated and I can't. I'm like,
What's the problem?
Yeah, I'm like, what? It's only been one day.
I know, right? I could do this my whole life. I have been doing this my whole life. So, yeah, this is crazy. So, Coachella got canceled. That's a big thing.
Wasn't there something coming at the end of the month to Boston, right?
Yeah. There's a Comic-Con and an anime convention.
Yeah.
So, on a personal note, there's an anime convention at the beginning of April, and my sister, who currently lives in England, was going to fly back here to go to the convention and visit with family. But that's not going to happen now because all flights from England have been banned.
Did they cancel the convention?
That I don't know, but I'm sure they probably did.
I know my niece was trying to go to whatever. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Don't go.
I know, right?
People get sick just normally going to those things.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So they've shut down all shows on Broadway. This is major. There was going to be a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's been closed. A lot of movie theaters have been closing, and also a lot of movies themselves have been affected. some movie releases have been pushed back, including the latest James Bond movie, No Time to Die.
I've heard that that might be somewhat connected to, I guess, bad test scores, too. But
maybe, yeah. And then just like, oh, coronavirus, we got to push it back. Sorry.
The title's a little, it's not really a good title.
Yeah. For is one I'm disappointed about. Peter Rabbit 2 got pushed back.
What the fuck?
There goes my Easter.
God damn it.
I didn't even know that movie existed.
I didn't even know there was a first one.
A Quiet Place 2 got pushed back. The latest fucking Furious People movie got pushed back. Not that I give a shit. Mulan got pushed back. And here's an interesting one. The New Mutants movie, which we thought was actually finally going to come out, has been pushed back.
I know, they must be like, it's again. Supposed to come out like 6 times already.
Yeah.
They must be like, maybe it's like, that movie's fault, it's cursed.
So they're like, they kept pushing it back and pushing it back, and now they're like, hey, we're finally going to come out with the movie. And the universe said, oh yeah? Coronavirus. We're going to make damn sure it doesn't come out. But at this point, I still kind of want to see it. I'm kind of curious now.
Yeah.
But there's talk that maybe they'll just put it on Disney Plus and release it on Disney Plus. Who knows? That could be.
Yeah, because I'm sure they're not expecting to make a killing on that.
You know? Yeah, probably not. I think it would do better on Disney Plus, honestly. And that could be a good testing ground for, you know, maybe having some smaller releases come out right to Disney Plus.
Or even, you know, even like a direct. You know, like they already have some movies that are in theaters you can rent.
Right.
They're usually like lower tier films, right,
yeah.
But
yeah,
the same day as in the theater. So,
they'll come out on video on demand and whatnot. So there's also been some shows that have been pushed back. The Riverdale, blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen that. I haven't watched Riverdale, although I've heard things.
Yeah, I'm not really interested.
Yeah. Survivor got pushed back. Oh, no.
That shit's still going?
Yeah. Season 41.
Has it been my whole life or how the fuck does that work?
I think they do like 2 seasons a year, but even then, that's a lot.
God damn.
So, no more Survivor.
They're on a fucking island.
I know.
They're probably the safest motherfucker.
They're worried about bringing it to the island. Is the thing.
Yeah.
Because it was, they were going to be doing a show on Fiji, the island of Fiji, and Fiji currently does not have it. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier has been pushed back, unfortunately. That one kind of hurts. This is a crazy one to think about. The Amazing Race has been canceled. Now think about that. The Amazing Race.
That's still going?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I have no idea what that. But imagine that, if one of those people had the coronavirus and they're fucking jumping around from country to country, that would be fucked up.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible 7's been pushed back. That's a whatever. I'm sure some fans will be upset, but I'm not.
I said they're not too bad. They got better.
Yeah, I guess.
Because JJ did the third one.
Yeah.
And I'd say after that, the ones that I saw, I liked pretty much. I didn't see the last one, though, but...
Here's another one that kind of hurts. Shang-Chi got pushed back.
Yeah.
That sucks. Stranger Things got pushed back. Although, I still haven't watched season 2. And this is season 4 that got pushed back. I gotta catch up to it.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I haven't seen season 3 yet. That's all.
Oh, Euphoria got pushed back. I like that show. That show's good. Walking Dead got pushed back. That's kind of ironic, isn't it? Show about zombies got pushed back because of a virus. Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of scary times, man.
Yeah. Oh, the Batman movie. At first they weren't going to push it back, but then it recently got announced that it will be pushed back. The live action Little Mermaid. Oh no. And another one that sucks. The both Loki and WandaVision have been pushed back. So that sucks. And also, I know that the CW DC shows have all been pushed back as well. Flash, whatnot, you know. So They shut down all the theme parks.
Yeah, well, have you talked to Mike at all? Is he, how's he doing?
Yeah, he's not sure yet if he might be working or not. He's like us. He can't work from home, so that sucks.
Yeah.
They shut down the Smithsonian. Of course, all the sports have been shut down. I'm not brokenhearted about that. Especially at fucking March Madness. Like, ugh. It's everywhere. Now it isn't. And
it really makes you reflect and say, hey, maybe we shouldn't base the whole society on money alone.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
That's the main goal. Mm. But once something comes like this, it fucks the whole thing up. And then it's just a train wreck of events are going to occur there.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's two bits of good news. Well, not for some people. Frozen 2 came out early. It actually came out. As of the time we were recording this, it's actually out on Disney Plus.
Whip-de-ding shit!
So I'll be sure to watch that one right away. Not gonna happen. But also, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is supposed to be coming out early as well for digital downloads.
Yeah, I think it might be out now, I think. That's what's good.
It might be, yes. At this point, it might be. But only for digital downloads and stuff.
Yeah.
And not for rent, only to buy. So
it's crazy, man.
As you said, since it's all about money, the entertainment industry is going to take a big hit from this.
Well, I mean, everything is, yes. Which is, you know, it's like, it's just sad that one wheel comes off and then the whole thing just... Yeah. Just like a domino effect.
Crash and burn.
It's like, it just seems, hopefully it makes people reflect on things need to change in our world from how they are run now.
Hopefully.
Because it's...
Yeah, it's a mess. And again, people like you and me, we can't work from home and we can't afford to not go to work. So...
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck? And there's nothing for us to protect us.
Yeah.
So
we can only poke the bear so much, my friend, before it strikes back.
Nothing I like more than a good bear poking. Okay, so on that depressing note, now that we've brought the show down. Yes.
Yes, but also, you know, we hope everybody, you know, we're making a light of it, but, you know, I hope everybody is safe and okay.
Yes. Most importantly, be safe, be careful. You know, wash your hands, all that. Make sure you're doing the proper stuff to stay safe.
And if you're not totally buying into it, just take precautions. Yeah. Don't be a dipshit.
Yeah.
Even though we have a dipshit telling us not to really worry about it, but don't listen to that fucking Oompa Loompa motherfucker. Use common sense. Act like you already have it and then act accordingly.
Right.
And don't fucking mug people for toilet paper.
Yeah.
I saw somebody get stabbed over bottled water and...
I know. There's people fighting over toilet paper and shit.
See, that's the part that scares me more.
Yep.
Is that stupid and fear is a bad combo.
And also, you know, make sure your families are safe, especially your older family members.
Yeah.
I went up this weekend to visit my dad and my stepmother to bring them some toilet paper and some hand sanitizer and stuff. Just make sure they're okay. Now, my stepmother has emphysema in that COPD.
Yeah.
So if she gets this coronavirus, she's not going to survive it.
Yeah.
So think about other people as well. Don't just think about yourself.
Yeah. That's what it mainly is. It's like, even if you think you're not in a high risk group there.
Right.
I mean, there's somebody you know that is.
Yeah. Or even somebody you don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the whole, from whoever you've run into on a daily basis, they know people that...
It'll expand. That's how this thing spreads. So, you know, don't just think about yourself. Think about other people as well.
Yeah. In the stores, buy what you need.
Right.
You're not going to be locked up for, you know...
Yeah, you don't need all the toilet paper.
You only got one ass, okay?
Except for, you know, that weird kid down the street who's actually got two asses. I don't... Well, more like an ass and a half, because he's got the two...
He was near the chemical plant.
All right. So on that note, let's move on.
Okay.
That's no moon.
That's what I said as a kid with two heads.
That's no moon.
Anyway, what do we got? Oh yeah. So coming up next, we have this-
sorry.
We have on this show discussed the upcoming, hopefully soon, Spawn movie.
Good.
Sure. Okay. And
oh, I'm sorry. I can't get over it. I don't know.
Oh shit.
All right. Good.
So
what the fuck? Oh, I'm getting so mad.
So recently, Todd McFarlane was in an interview, and he basically said there are three things that need to happen for a Spawn reboot to be successful. And he was also talking about how, so here's what he said. Hollywood is a different place right now. They understand. They understand. Do you need? So as I was saying, Hollywood is a different place right now. This is Todd McFarlane in his interview. They understand the value of what Spawn can bring to a reasonable budget. Joker lit the fire. Up until now, it felt like I was pushing up this boulder on my own. But now there are others joining me who know that these stories should be told. And basically he said he has three demands for the movie. Number one, it has to be rated R. Has to be. I think for Spawn, definitely I agree with that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then he said what the story he wants to tell. He is less concerned about what happens in the movie as long as Spawn is cool and badass. I'm still a little concerned about what happens in the movie, but yeah.
Yeah.
As long as Spawn is cool and badass, sure, sure, sure. And then the last demand is that he, Todd McFarlane, will direct the movie.
Mm.
Although he's never really directed before, it is his property. Nobody knows Spawn better than he does, so...
He should do a Kickstarter. They do it for video games. Fuck.
I know.
Let's do it for movies.
He's doing a Kickstarter for a new Spawn toy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he wants to do like a super incredible best Spawn toy of all time thing. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still kind of...
Has he ever directed anything? No, right?
Not that I know of, no.
I feel like that's the main one that's going to snag him up there.
Yeah, that might...
Unless he makes it, like, dirt cheap, but I don't see it getting a wide release or something.
Spawn movie, done dirt cheap. Sorry. I'm still looking forward to this, but I'm still, like, I don't know, until something solid starts happening, it's like, yeah, I'd love to see a Spawn movie, but, you know.
What's the relevance of Spawn now? Is he still, like...
Well, actually... interesting little tidbit. Todd McFarlane just got a world record in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most independently owned issues of a comic book come out at 301.
But it's still going strong there, huh?
Still going. I don't know how strong, but it's still going. I've jumped in and out of the book. Right now I'm currently out of the book.
Yeah, last time I remember it was that other guy became Spawn or something?
Yeah.
Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I kind of fell off a little after that. But right before that, he was doing these really good... Actually, he wasn't writing them. I believe it was I can't remember who it was. Brian Holigwin or something like that. I mean, I might have pulled that name out of my ass. Don't quote me on that. But he was doing like these really deep horror stories with Spawn, and it was really fucking good. But then they switched. Then Todd McFarlane came back to writing it, and then he switched it to the other guy. I don't remember who. And I was like, they kind of lost a little interest.
Yeah, I remember reading some of it. I was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, though. I don't know.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I think that was maybe in the 200s, maybe. But maybe even late 100s. I don't remember. But every once in a while, I'm like, maybe I should check out a Spawn book. But then I don't. There you go. But still, I like Spawn as a character. I would definitely love to see a movie. I would definitely love to see it be an R-rated movie that I believe McFarlane said he'd like to have it more geared towards more of a horror tinge, which that would be cool.
Makes sense.
Mm. Yep. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I don't know. I have good feelings about it. Of course, it's not really happening yet, but...
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
That might be he'd become his Don Quixote there.
Oh, yeah. Which did finally come out.
And I do have it on Blu-ray. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Oh, we should watch it.
Yeah.
Mm.
The Terry Gilliam film.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about, mm-hmm. just in case anybody was wondering.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on.
That's no moon.
So.
You gotta say it the right way. His name. You know the way.
I do?
The way it should always be said.
You'll have to refresh my memory.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Jesse Eisenberg
has stated that he would love to play Lex Luthor again. He said he had a blast playing Lex Luthor and he'd be up for doing it again.
Well, I'm glad somebody enjoyed it.
Mm. Yeah, because we sure as hell didn't.
No.
Oh, I fucking hate. Ooh. Now, there's a good question. Which one did you hate more, the Jesse Eisenberg Lex Luthor or the Jared Leto Joker?
Oh,
that's
boy.
A tough one, huh?
That is a tough one.
That's a tough one.
I don't know.
That is a tough one.
That's a neck and neck race there for the shittiest.
Yeah, it really is. They both sucked.
I like Lex Luthor, but I really love the Joker.
Right.
So I think Jared Leto's was more offensive to me.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
But it ain't by much.
No. I think the Jared Leto Joker was offensive to us, whereas the Jesse Eisenberg Lex Luthor just sucked.
Yeah.
But at least it wasn't like...
It was more Jokerish than it was Lex Luthorish.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
I mean, you know, it wasn't, you know, but I mean, he was closer to being a Joker than he was a Lex Luthor.
Mm, I agree.
It was not good.
Yeah.
No es bueno.
No, indeed. So, fuck you, Jesse Eisenberg. Sorry.
I'd like to know the stuff, though, but I think, right?
Zombieland,
which I finally saw the second one.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
It wasn't as good, I don't feel, but...
It wasn't as good as the first one, but, yeah.
But, I mean, it was able to capture the same kind of vibe there.
Yeah.
Being so long after.
Yeah, the fact. There was some good stuff in there.
Yeah, it wasn't as funny, though.
No, but overall, no. I did like the doppelganger part with Thomas Middleditch and Luke Ryan, was it?
Oh, Luke Wilson?
Luke Wilson. Who the fuck is Luke Ryan? Anyway, that was funny. But anyway, and I honestly, at the moment, can't think of anything else I liked him in.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Facebook movie he was decent in was good.
Oh, I didn't see that. Was it good?
Yeah, it was all right. It was good. I just, not really.
Your bag.
Yeah. Not my bag, man. But yeah, I don't want to see Jesse Eisenberg. I don't want to see him playing Lex Luthor again.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on in DC. I heard some weird rumor this was just a rumor, but they said that Disney might buy DC or something. Did you hear something about that?
That is a rumor. Well, that's more on the comic book side rumor, because I guess, well, DC recently fired their co-publisher, Dan DiDio, and because they were going to go into this fucking, it's a whole thing. And through that, a rumor came out that that Marvel could either, like Disney could either flat out buy DC Comics or license some of the characters. That'd be crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of interesting, though.
It makes a lot of sense, though.
It does.
I mean, a lot of people don't like what they've been doing with the, but, I mean, fuck.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
They're not doing that great.
They're basically planning to do another reboot, like, company-wide reboot and stuff. But anyway.
But, I mean, I would hate to see them just, you know, fold and...
Right.
I don't know how I feel about that. At one level, I feel, well, Disney's a pretty humongous company, so I feel like they would be in better hands just because they would actually fucking do something with them.
I would think the movies at least would be.
Yeah, yeah, and the comics, I don't know how they would
have. I think they do all right with Marvel.
Yeah.
I think they'd be good, but yeah. And yeah, the whole DC movie universe is kind of up in the air right now.
Yeah, I mean, they've made progress.
Yep.
But.
And we got Wonder Woman maybe coming out this summer, if nothing happens, which I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with that, especially now with the whole DCEU kind of in limbo.
Yeah, like nobody, well, Aquaman.
Yeah.
I don't think the Batman and the Superman, I don't know if they're still involved there.
The Batman and the Superman.
Well, I mean, Ben Affleck is
no, he, done. Yeah, he's out, yeah. And we don't know where the Robert Pattinson Batman fits in.
Yeah, I think it's a whole separate
thing. I think so, too, yeah. So, I'm still hoping for some, you know, really good DC movies. I really want to see them do good movies. They just...
Yeah, I want them to be as successful as the Marvel movies.
Yes.
I don't want them to be like the Marvel movies.
No. But... Yeah.
But there's definitely some lessons to learn there to try to
right
figure out a game plan there.
They definitely started off on the wrong track.
Yeah. And now they're you know, they have to work extra hard just to get it back.
Mm-hmm. Which is unfortunate, but
yeah, I mean, nobody knows on the, you know, it is always a gamble, but they went in a direction that was not a good fit for DC.
And, right, yeah.
And it was, the wheels were turning and it was too late to change it. So they came out of the door all fucked up.
Yeah. But we've seen in some cases they can do good movies. Wonder Woman, for the most part, was good. The whole
Third
Act was thing a little, was a little. But, you know, Shazam was good.
Yeah.
It was fun, but it's Shazam, so it's not like a top tier character necessarily.
Yeah, but surprisingly, I think they did a pretty good job.
I think so, too. I agree. And Aquaman did well.
Yeah, so that's a mystery to me.
There's that.
On that one, but...
Yeah. What's right up there with the Venom movie? I do not understand why that did so well.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was not a great movie.
It was not.
And Aquaman, it was a pretty movie, but story-wise, it was...
Yeah, and it was just... I don't know. Like I said, it won me over by the end, but I have no idea how.
Yeah.
Because I really was not liking it for like the first 40 minutes.
So right.
I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
What the fuck is this shit?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. All right. On that note, let's move on.
Okay.
That's no moon.
So, word is that a new Witcher game could be coming out,
or
they could be working on soon.
I bet they are.
Project Red has confirmed that after the release of Cyberpunk 2077, which got pushed back, not because...
It got pushed back before that.
Yeah, before that. A small team will start work on a new game set in the world of The Witcher, but... the game will not be The Witcher 4. There's no word on what the game will actually be, but Adam Kaczynski has previously said that Geralt's story is complete.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
So we could possibly get a story focused on a new character and possibly take place in a new, different time than the main three games.
Yeah.
With some new characters for fans to love.
Not against that, but that's like, not, you know, getting rid of Solid Snake there.
Right.
And Metal Gear. It's like, you want to play as the character you know.
Right.
He is the face of those games.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, he kind of did, you know, he kind of basically retired at the end of the all the DLC and everything. But, I mean, there's got to be more stories to tell. I mean, beforehand, I don't think it covered all the books, all three games. I don't.
Yeah, there must be something, you would think. I don't know.
Yeah, and Witcher 3 was just fucking brilliant.
I still got to play Witcher 3.
So good. I don't know if people say that it's slow getting into, but I don't remember anything except for pure enjoyment the whole time playing it. Nice. Enough to get me to buy DLC, because I don't agree with that shit.
That says a lot. It really does.
There was two, and I was like, as soon as I finished, I was like, I have to buy it. I know that's going to be out on a fucking disc at some point. Right. I'm like, I need to do it.
Don't want to wait.
And I wanted to keep it going. That's how much I was enjoying it.
Wow. That does say a lot about the game. That really does.
It was great.
I definitely got to play it.
Make sure you do it with the patches, though.
Maybe I'll do it next. Maybe I'll play that next.
Yeah, because you can get it pretty cheap now. So. Yeah. You get the whole, make sure you get the whole thing.
Right.
You can get, like, they have it on disc now, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, I think it's like $25 maybe with the whole thing.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. And I know even though it's on Nintendo Switch, it's.
Yeah, don't do it there.
No, play it on I'll play it on my PS4.
Yeah.
Four. PS4. I will play it. Also, that reminds me, going back to the coronavirus, there is talk that possibly the PS5 and the new Xbox could get pushed back.
Yeah.
As a result of all this. But no official word on that yet. So, I don't know. What do you think? Will you play this game?
Yeah, I will definitely check it out. But, I mean, that kind of just, like, Geralt.
Yeah.
They should do a collection of the first three games. Because I never got to play the first one. That was like just a PC only, I think.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's probably on Steam or whatever, but I mean, I don't do any of that, so.
Yeah.
The second one I did enjoy, but it took me a long time. Like, I started playing it, and I left it for a long time and came back and finished it.
Oh, really?
But, like, some of the menus and the just overall gameplay was a little clunky to me or a little stiff, and I couldn't, like, I liked it, but it was interesting, the story and everything. But
right.
But the third one, chef's kiss, man. Mwah! Fucking nailed it.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I definitely got to play it. Definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
It's just, you know, because it's open world and you travel. But I mean, like, they just really sold the whole world and the lore and just all the characters and the.
That does sound awesome.
Yeah.
And after watching the series, I'm definitely interested in all of that. So, all right. On that note, let's move on.
That's no moon.
So, not too long ago, on the Keepers of the Fringe, only a few weeks ago, I think, or a couple of months ago.
Yeah, maybe like a month or two, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. We watched and reviewed the movie Velocipastor. And what a crazy movie that was.
Yeah. It was aware of itself, but I think it did what it was trying to do well.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, so go back into the archives and check that out if you missed it on our episode, kids. Actually... Yeah, I have our list here of movies we've watched.
Is it up to date?
It is now. I up to dated it.
Up to dated it. Thank you, somebody. What? I up to dated it. It made me think of that for some reason. Thank you, somebody. Did we watch? We must Kung Fu Cannibals, right? I think it had another name, but
yes.
Okay.
And it did. It did have another name. Yes. And I don't remember what.
Okay, I was just trying to remember if we watched it or not. I'm trying to remember what the movies are that we that the last episodes. I think one of them was Body Slam with the Dirk Benedict and the wrestlers, right?
Oh, yeah, you might be right.
That was definitely one of them because we watched that.
Right.
And I don't think that's on the list.
I don't think so, yeah. And the other one was an older movie? No, maybe. It was black and white, I know that. And it was about a monster. And I remember it was in a tank at one point. Some kind of sea creature. And this is really fucking narrowing it down, isn't it?
Well, you make me think of Frankenstein Challenges the World there, but...
No, that one we did an episode on.
What about that one? It was like the medieval-y kind of thing with the... Was it the magic sword or some shit?
Magic sword. We have that on.
We do have that, right? Yep. Okay.
That one is on the list.
This is thrilling. I was trying to remember what movie we reviewed that we don't.
We're on episode 130 something. So you know that's a shit ton of movies we've watched.
Yeah.
Although
but it always bothers me just that there was just like two that got away at least.
Yeah. I know. Me too. Me too.
I can't remember what the other one was.
I can't either. I don't remember the name of it. But anyway, that was a fascinating stroll down memory lane, wasn't it?
Yeah, anyway, Velocipastor.
Velocipastor. We reviewed Velocipastor on episode 123, which was the week before we did The Rise of Skywalker. So there you go. Go back and listen to that if you missed it, kids.
It took us a long time to get to 130. I feel like we've been in the 120s for like fucking like 6 months.
Maybe. But yeah, so the reason we bring up Velocipastor is because they're now planning on doing Velocipastor 2. It is officially happening. There's no word on what it will be about other than the Velocipastor.
Naturally.
Did the Velocipastor survive? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, sorry. But apparently the movie was very popular.
I think he did.
I don't remember now. The movie was filmed for $35,000. They had two failed crowdfunding campaigns, but then they found a private investor.
That's pretty fucking cheap, man.
I know. But then once the trailer came out, the movie kind of took on a life of its own, which that's how, you know, we saw the trailer and like, all right, we'll have to check that one out. The DVD sold out on Amazon. Wow. And when it came out on streaming services, that's when people really started to notice it.
That's great, though. I mean, that's a great story for those guys.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
I mean, just, you know, they probably never imagined that, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, sell out on Amazon. Well, I don't know how many copies they made, but I mean, were made, you know? But
yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
I know, right? For that, yeah. And again, it was a crazy movie.
Yeah.
Entertaining for various reasons. So here, the basic synopsis of the movie is... the movie centers on a priest who, after suffering a devastating family tragedy, which I remember that now, travels to China in search of deeper spirituality. But instead, he's endowed with an ancient ability that allows him to transform into a dinosaur. At first, he is horrified by his newfound superpower. However, a local prostitute convinces him to use his powers to battle evil and ninjas. Yeah. So
that's the part I really saw. I'm like, ninjas? He's fighting ninjas?
I know. So they're doing a Velocipastor 2. No word yet on anything about it or when it comes out, but you know, I'm sure people will be waiting for it.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Yes. Definitely good for you guys. It's a nice little success story. All right, so Let's move on.
That's no moon.
To our final story, which is a rumor so far, but rumors abound that possibly Mark Ruffalo could be bringing his character Bruce Banner, also known as The Hulk.
The Hulk.
back to the MCU in Disney Plus's upcoming She-Hulk series, which would make sense.
Yes.
Because She-Hulk's entire origin is wrapped around the Hulk. Jennifer Walters is the cousin of Bruce Banner, and she was, I don't remember, did she get shot or something?
Yeah, I don't remember what happened there.
Yeah, but she's a lawyer, and she needed a blood transfusion, and Bruce was the only one that had the same blood type at the time, so he donated some of his radioactive blood, and that made her able to turn into the She-Hulk. And I'm a big fan of the She-Hulk. She's a fun character.
Yeah.
They've done some fun things with her, including at one point there was a series written by Charles Soule where that focused on her as a lawyer, a big
I remember that
green lawyer.
That was good.
That was good. Yeah. And there's been, she was a private investigator at one point, and so they've done some fun stuff with her.
I've always been a fan of hers.
She was on the Fantastic Four. She's a good character, and I was very glad to hear that she's getting a show, and it only makes sense that even if only one or two episodes, that they would have the Hulk in it, or Bruce Banner at least.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to be a part. I mean, plus it's just an easier way to explain it than
right. I mean, it'd be kind of stupid not to do it.
Yeah, and plus they're trying to get, you know, everything in a continue, you know, like canon. You know, everything's connected and
right.
I wonder how that's gonna be though. I'm trying to think of like a CG She-Hulk
on a show.
Yeah,
With a show budget,
because. I mean, she kind of looks, you know, she's just like a big green Amazon kind of woman. So she's not like the Hulk, really.
No, yeah.
So I wonder how that will translate.
That is a good question.
And I don't know if they're going to do like the old TV show, just have some big bitch and green, green makeup and shit.
Right. Huh. Do like the old Lou Ferrigno Hulk with the green paint and shit.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Although, you know, the computer effects are better these days, so who knows? Either way, I'm just glad that they're doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds cool.
It does indeed. All right, let's move on.
That's no moon.
So that was our final story for the evening. Now it is time for Keeper's Recommendations. And I actually have a recommendation this week, as do you. I will go first. Because it's on the list that way.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah. You blind fuck. What's that? It almost went into the fucking Attack from Mars on that one. You blind fuck. You blind fuck. Anyway, so I'm going to recommend another podcast.
What?
I know, but there's a reason.
Is this one of yours already? Or?
No.
Okay.
So, there is a podcast that has recently come out called Epidemic. And it is a podcast about this whole coronavirus thing. It is, so here's how it's described. A Epidemic is a new weekly podcast on the coronavirus. Hear from some of the world's leading infectious disease and public health experts. We'll help you understand the latest science, the bigger context, and bring you diverse angles from history and anthropology to politics and economics. Depth and texture you won't get elsewhere. So it's actually hosted by Dr. Celine Gounder, who is an infectious disease specialist and an epidemiologist. And and she's been, she's worked all around the world in Africa and other countries. She worked on tuberculosis, HIV, Ebola. So she knows her stuff. And, she also has a co-host, Ronald Klain, who was President Obama's Ebola czar. So basically he, you know, he was in charge of the whole Ebola.
Yeah, I remember that shit. That was scary.
Yeah, that was scary. So it's a very good podcast. It's very informative. They have experts on to tell you. So far, each episode's been like a half an hour. They've had experts come on to tell you what's important to know, what you need to know about the coronavirus and how it's being handled and everything. It's a little bit of a dry podcast because it's an information podcast. So it's not,
yeah, it's not meant to be entertaining.
No, but it's incredibly informative. And if you're worried about the coronavirus, I recommend checking that podcast out because it gives you the important facts.
Well, it'd be nice to get some of those since we're not really getting those.
No shit. But,
it's the messaging is very confusing.
Yeah. So if you want to keep up to date on all of that, check out that podcast. I highly recommend it. Okay. So your turn.
Well, mine sounds silly now compared to that.
Well, and this, you know, in times like this, it's good to have
goofy shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my recommendation is Ori in the Will of the Wisps.
Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
For the Xbox. And I have mixed feelings. Not about the game exactly, but let me set up the scenario here, okay?
Okay.
I got the game, and around like 2 in the morning, I was like, okay, I'm going to put it in there and let it download. Shut up. And, you know, I'll do something, wait for it to get done. And so around 3-ish, I check on it. I'm like, okay, it finished. I hit start. Then it says update needed. And I'm like, fucking. And it was like a 4.3 gig or something. So I was like, son of a bitch. So it's like 3 now. And I'm like, okay. So I do that, but something is going on with my fucking internet, just on the Xbox, though. It's like, it just said updating, but it never started. And then it kept kicking me off the internet and saying I don't have internet. And I'm like, this is a problem I've had with the Xbox for since I've got it.
Really?
But sometimes it's not bad, and sometimes it just, and it keeps telling me, check your router. I'm like, everything has internet. We're good. So I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, it's weird.
So I fuck with that, and I finally got it started going, but it was doing it so slow that I was like, oh my God. So finally I got to actually start playing it at like, it was like past 5 in the morning.
Damn.
Yeah. Just fucking with that and trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. So it took, you know, forever. So I start playing the game and it keeps kicking me offline, but when it kicks me off, it says, oh, you signed out or something. But when you sign out, it kicks you out of the fucking game, I guess, because it has to know who's playing the game. Okay. So I'm like, I can't play my fucking game offline if I had to.
I remember my Xbox 360 used to do that. I'd be playing a game and then this thing would come up, you are currently offline or something like that.
Yeah, which I'm like, fine, if I'm offline, cool, but don't make me kick me out of the fucking game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm playing in, like, the middle of a jump or something, and I was like, I'm, like, out of the fucking game.
It's a single-player game, right?
Yeah.
So what the fuck do you need to be online for?
Because they need your profile has to be linked to the game, because I know somebody else could, I don't know.
Yeah.
Technology, you know, advancements and what have you. I'm like, can I just play the fucking game? So that kept fucking happening, which was pissing me off because I'm like, it says I'm connected, but then I'm not connected at the same time. And it just randomly is kicking me out of the fucking game. So I was getting so mad. But then the actual game has a bunch of fucking, I mean, it's a beautiful game. If you love the first one, you love this one.
Oh, this is a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah. Ori and the Blind Forest was the first one. It's kind of, well, you know, I don't want the Metroidvania shit, but that's what it is.
All right.
And that one was brilliant. The first one was top tier of that genre. And this one is like right there too. Like it's
when you
I feel like the level flow is actually a little better, so it's yeah, but it's like wicked glitchy and shit. Like I'm trying to think of what the fuck was happening, but like one time I was running and I was trying to climb a wall and I got stuck in the actual wall. I was just like running around inside of rocks and I couldn't get the fuck out and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It's just weird glitches and shit. And the frame rate is just it's not good.
Really?
And when I go into some areas or something, like it will just freeze and like I feel like it's crashing, but it just like for like 5 seconds it's like loading, I guess. And then it like, you know, comes back and I'm like, what the fuck? But sometimes it's during like they'll have like chase sequences, so I'm like in the middle of a jump and all of a sudden it just freezes and I'm like, oh shit, did it crash?
Wow.
But then I wait like, you know, 3 to 5 seconds and then it kicks back in and then I'm like, okay, but I'm in the middle of and jumping and shit, I'm kind of like lose your rhythm, you know. Like that happens a lot.
I'm looking at some pictures. It's a pretty game.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, and it's a really great game. Like if you like those kind of games, like this is top tier of that.
Wow.
But I don't know, man, the performance issues. I mean, aside from my Xbox just being a fucking little bitch, it's just, it doesn't ruin it, but it definitely takes it down a peg.
Right.
But what is there is brilliant, but I feel like if they just had longer, I mean, this is with the patch. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like what the fuck was going on before?
Wow.
So I think they were working on another patch and I think they said it would be sometime next week, but you know, it's like, what the fuck, man? Can I just, another good thing too is it's only like $30 brand new. So I'm like, that's
wow.
Impressive.
Huh?
Like I thought it was some kind of weird sale or something, but I'm like, oh, it's only $30. Nice.
Yeah, really?
But they, like, it's just off. Also what makes it really stand out is that like I've been playing the original Xbox a lot lately and it's just like, you know, what the fuck's going on? Then I put the game in and it loads for, you know, goes through the title screens, I hit the button, and then I'm playing the fucking game. Then I'm playing and then that's it. I don't have to update anything. I don't have to load nothing.
Right.
It just really shows, you know, the flaws of that.
I know. Nothing I hate more than when you get a good game, you bring it home, you pop it in, and the update comes up.
Yeah, it's every time.
I remember I remember that happened to me when I got Red Dead Redemption 2. I was like, oh, I can't wait to play it. And I put it in the PlayStation, and it was an update, and it was a fucking huge, long update.
Yeah, and you also have to, the other disc is just information you need to download.
Yeah.
The second one is the actual gameplay one.
Right,
yeah. So it's just like, it's like that SpongeBob thing, like, 5 hours later. Yeah, like, you're like, oh, cool, I'm gonna go play, and you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot that I have to, download, and then there's an update, and then whatever the fuck else.
And then for someone like me, who only has a certain amount of time to play each day, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Big time.
Especially because we're in that same, we're still in that mindset of like, hey, we'll put the game in and I'm going to play it.
Right.
Even though we started to get trained to that's not the way it goes anymore.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we got to fucking like it.
No. Well, I don't like that they're finishing games after they're released. I'm like, that's fucked up because.
I know. Yeah. That's become a thing.
Like most games on release date are a fucking train wreck because they're pushing them out as fast as they can and they're not, you know, they're not getting time to finish it and do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is a good game. I'm enjoying it a lot. Like yesterday, I think I played like almost all day.
Wow.
Like middle afternoon to like 3 a.m. But I stopped, you know, to eat and shit or whatever, but like I kept going back to it and I still wanted to play more, but I was like, I gotta stop. And my thumb was fucking killing me. So I was like, okay, that's a sign to stop.
Yeah, really.
But it's that fun that it just sucks you in. So good shit. Check it out.
All right.
Hopefully they fix all that shit.
All right. So that's it for our recommendations. So.
Jesus.
You sound like you were doing the turntable there. No, you rubbed it against the...
Yeah, boy! You guys hear that?
Did you know this?
I hope that comes out on the fucking
recording. I know, I did too. We'll see. Do you know they're doing a Beastie Boys documentary?
Yeah, I saw that.
Pretty cool. Anyway.
Remix! Oh, no. My mother calls us for dinner. Cook bus. I want to listen to that now.
I know, right? All right. Let's move on.
That's no moon.
Now it is time for our final segment, and that is...
Keepers of the Fringe Movie Review of the Week. You kind of sound a little like Popeye there for a second.
Blow me down.
Whoa. Oh,
All right, so this week we watched a very classy, serious movie.
You know, about the end of the world.
We don't do that.
That probably was a weird call to make.
Yeah.
It was not intentional.
No. So we watched the movie Fist of the North Star, not the
live action. Film.
Yes, the live action version of Fist of the North Star, which is based on a Japanese property, manga, anime, video games, all that good stuff. But this is the live action American game, movie, excuse me.
America! Fuck yeah!
Yeah! So, the movie was written by a lot of people, apparently. It's like a whole paragraph of writers, but it's all fucking the Japanese guys who created the characters. But it was written by Tony Randall. And directed by Tony Randall. And it stars Gary Daniels, Costas Mandalore, Downtown Julie Brown. Remember that from the old MTV days. Dante Basco, who also played Rufio in Hook.
Yeah, this must have been right around that time, too.
It was a couple years after that, yeah. Clint Howard's in it. And for big star power, Malcolm McDowell.
Very briefly, though.
Is in it. Very briefly.
And Melvin Van Peebles.
So the movie came out in 1995. And here is the basic synopsis.
Did you mention Chris Penn?
And Chris Penn.
And Tracy Walter. That was Bob from Batman.
Oh, number right, one guy. Right.
Yes. He's been in shit tons of things.
Shit tons. All right. So the plot summary.
Oh, and the Vader guy.
Oh, Big Van Vader, the wrestler. The wrestler. Yes. That's right.
Okay. Sorry. Proceed.
That would seem logical.
Based on a graphic novel, this apocalyptic adventure centers on a man who must reverse the cataclysmic conditions of his world. What? That's not... That is not a good description of that.
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's do our good, our bad, and our nitpickies. Also, what the fuckies.
Yeah, to say... We're somewhat familiar with
the Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, like I'm, you know,
I've seen the anime. You've played the video game.
Yeah, and I've seen like some of the old anime stuff too.
Right. Yeah. But I might have even read a little bit of the manga. I don't remember. So yes, this is something we are familiar with. But this is the very Americanized version.
America.
So. Good, bad, nitpicky, what the fucky? What do you have for nitpickies?
Nitpicky, I do not have.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, maybe one I can switch to a what the fucky. I mean, a nitpicky.
Okay.
The lead's accent. which, oh, I can't remember what his name was, but he was in Blood Moon. Gary Daniels?
Yes.
Gary Daniels.
That's right. Blood Moon, another movie that we have reviewed here on The Keepers of the Fringe.
And we did enjoy that one.
Yes, we did.
Well, it was weird because, well, Leslie's from London, but like he was talking and it sounded like he didn't have an accent. And then it sounded like there was one. But then it was, he said certain things that sounded Australian.
Yeah.
But he didn't talk much and he talked low, so it was kind of like hard to catch. But it was fucking with me through the whole movie because he sounded different every time he talked.
Yeah.
And it was fucking with me.
All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. I had two nitpickies. Number one, the lead was too pretty. So, like, he was... He's supposed to be living in a post-apocalyptic world, and he was, you know, he was dirty and stuff, but he still, his face looked too, you know, he had these blue eyes and this chiseled chin, and
see, I don't, I feel like,
and he had very white teeth, and he was, it was quite sexy.
Yeah, I don't know if, I don't feel like he was too pretty, but he didn't look right.
I don't exactly mean, I don't me. Exactly mean pretty, like he wasn't, but he was too pretty, I guess.
I feel like this is an issue with you exclusively for because you were attracted to him. Is that what you're saying? And you didn't think you couldn't buy into the character?
That would seem.
You were distracted by his manly hotness.
That would seem.
And you wanted to rub all over his pepperoni scars.
He's dead,
Jim. Pepperoni scars. That is my second nitpicky.
Oh, that was a what the fucky for me.
Ah, well, all right. So he had these scars on his chest. From his rival,
Shin, who
he'll
throw him like a pie there.
Yeah, basically, he found out later on in the movie that he basically stuck his fingers in his chest as if he were a pie.
I believe he made the Big Dipper there. I think it's in the form of that.
Oh, I totally didn't catch that.
I believe nice. It is.
Yeah. All right. So that makes sense. But anyway, so he had the scars on his chest, which is fine, but the scars look like little pepperonis.
So they did like a side shot and you could see that they were stuck on. And
yeah.
It really looked like pepperoni.
It looked like pepperonis. So that was a little, little odd. But, you know, again,
for me, Halloween costume.
Stick some pepperonis on your chest. Yeah. So that's it. That's it for my nitpickies. So now let's move on to what the fuckies. What do you have for what the fuckies?
Well, that was, I don't have one. That's it. I changed one of them and that was the other one.
All right. So I had three what the fuckies. My first one was, Rufio. So of course the kid who played Rufio in Hook was in the movie. And I don't even know what his actual character's name was because
it was Bat.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was okay. Well, I wonder if I'm parent. Whatever. But he was Rufio to me.
He was very Rufio-ish.
But that's
and he came to the same end as Rufio.
He did. Which we won't spoil if you have not seen either movies. Then what the then you don't fucking care. Anyway, yeah. But I just kept thinking, Rufio. Anyway, but that's on. Anyway. That's on me. That's a what the fucky. Next, sweet mullets. There were some sweet fucking mullets in this movie, especially on the main characters. And you gotta love a sweet mullet.
I heard those are coming back. Have you heard that?
No.
I've heard that they're coming back. I'm like, fanny packs are back. Mullets?
He's dead, Jim.
What Trump did, he made us regress to mullets.
That would seem logical.
Like, how sad is that?
Pretty fucking sad.
I was tricked into one before, but it wasn't my fault. My sister was getting married.
So you got a
mullet? I had to get a haircut for the wedding. So when I went, my mom told the barber to give me, like, you like the Billy Cyrus cut. But I was not aware of this. So when I got out of the chair, or when I actually saw it, I was like, what the fuck? I was so mad. And not only was I mad, but there's fucking pictures because, of course, because the fucking wedding. So I'm haunted by the trick mullet I got. I was tricked into a mullet. How many people can say that? I was not. I don't care if it was the style. I didn't like it then, and I don't. I was so mad.
I know. Oh man, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
Anyway, my third and final what the fuck is crazy body stuff. So there was one of the things with the Fist of the North Star is how can we explain it? He has this move where he pokes you a million times.
Yeah, I can't remember what the hell it's called.
I can't either. With his finger, and it's like some kind of, you know, chi move or whatever.
It's 1,000 points of light or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And anyway, it makes your head explode, basically.
Makes your whole shit explode, man.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Although they didn't show that, which was a little disappointing.
Yeah, I thought maybe they were saving it to the end.
Yeah.
Which they showed more was Chris Penn's character. Yeah,
but they didn't really.
He played the Jackal character, the guy that he Kenshiro did that to before, but he's like wound up strapping his head down to keep it in place.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting, kind of cool, because at first you see it and you're like, that's a dumb fucking mask thing he's wearing, but it actually has a purpose.
Yeah, well, you must have not remembered. I mean, that's not a character from the thing there.
Yes, I know, but I'm saying,
yeah,
like if you looks- want, yeah. When you see, anyway, but yeah, so then, but like he would do the move and then their heads would like bubble up and one guy had like a turn into a butt head and it was just, and then it was some, the bad guy had a move where his hand would glow like the, you know, like Iron Fist.
We'd do like the Last Dragon shit.
Yes. And he'd hit you and it would like make, I don't know exactly why, but his arms would burst open.
Yeah,
blood would come out, and then like his chest would, and so there was some crazy, you know, body things going on there.
Which is cool. I mean, it was as good as they could do. I mean, they didn't really get too crazy with it, but I mean, right.
Yeah, but it was good. It was good. They could, you know, again, you know, like
not as like graphic as the, like the anime or the manga.
Right. So that's it for our what the fuckies. So let's move on to the bad column. Do you have anything bad?
I do.
Ooh.
I said the fight choreography and the camera work to some degree.
Really?
Yes. Because you could tell the people had some skills in the fight, you know, but the way that they choreographed it and they shot it, it was like, you know, very close ups, quick cuts, just. You know, like it looks like they were trying to hide the fact that it was there was choreography. You know, like they do in all those movies when they fight. Like they were skilled, but it didn't. It would be nicer if they had some guys that were like really just going for it and just kicking each other's asses.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, I have two things. So how can I put this delicately? So the movie is based on a Japanese property.
And too many crackers.
There you go. Too many crackers. Like
I did it for you. Like taking a Band-Aid off.
So basically, I mean, you know, we read you some of the cast list. There was only one Asian actor in the film.
Well, it was a couple, but
was there?
Well, I mean, like small parts.
Small parts, yeah. Only one major Asian part in the movie, played by an Asian actress.
And Rufio, he's Asian.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And the little girl was someone Asian.
All right, but anyway,
another guy. Yeah, but what? I mean, not that. I mean, just like we're not like, you know.
No.
Like, oh my God, like, you know.
No, not like that.
No, whitewashed the movie. But it was just weird because, I mean, especially because they kept the names. And the calling guy Kenshiro and.
He's a white guy.
Yeah, like it just didn't feel like it fit right.
And Roddy.
Roddy McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell. Malcolm McDowell. Wow.
I know all the McDowells. Yeah.
Malcolm McDowell was playing the father of the main character, and he was a Fist of the North Star before he died. So, but it's Malcolm McDowell.
Like you thought it'd be like the, like a wizened master. And then it's like Malcolm McDowell's like with his British accent.
Yeah. So
you will become, you know, yeah, the Fist of the North Star. Like, oh.
So they crackerized it a bit. Oh,
they crackerized it for your protection.
But like you said, they still kept the names, so it's a little weird seeing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that happens in movies, and it doesn't bother me, but some reason it stood out more than this one to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe because we know the property?
Yeah, but I mean, like, with Ghost in the Shell, like, a lot of people were bitching about that.
Yeah, that didn't bother me so much.
I didn't feel like that was, I mean, they had other issues, right, but that yeah, wasn't, that didn't bother me.
Right, yeah.
Even though I don't know if Scarlett Johansson was totally the right person, but
sure.
Not because she was a white lady, just, I don't know.
It didn't. Right.
But, I don't know, some reason it really stood out to me on this one.
Yeah.
Crack is everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know, it's weird. But anyway, so that was one of my bads. And my other bad was over-dramatic dialogue. I mean...
Well, yeah, that's kind
of... I know, I know, but sometimes some of it was just like, woof. That was, yeah. But there you go. That's in my bad column. That's it for my bad. So, you know, not too bad. Now time for our good column. What do you have for good column?
Well, I guess I got two.
Ooh.
Well, first, the cast was pretty good. Like, there was a lot of good character actors. And
so I wrote down that as well. I put Clint Howard, Malcolm McDowell. What a cast.
What a cast.
What a cast.
And the Bob guy, which I can never remember his damn name.
Yes.
Tracy Fuck.
Tracy Fuck.
Tracy Walker. I love that guy. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, the cast is pretty good overall.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it was pretty good.
And my other one was, he's like Kung Fu Jesus. He's healing the sick and he's fucking. I'm like, I want to be post-apocalyptic Kung Fu Jesus.
Post-apocalyptic Kung Fu Jesus.
That sounds.
I want to write that down. I might get in trouble for that.
I don't know.
I might get some shit for that.
Why, Jeebus?
Jeebus. That'll work.
Jeebus. I don't know.
Post-apocalyptic.
But that's, you know, I'd probably be more into it if Jesus went around and did karate and shit. I can maybe get on board better. Healing the sick, like the little girl, she was blind and he did a little weird energy flow chi thing on her fucking head there and then she could see. And
Yep. Couldn't save Rufio, though.
Yeah, Rufio.
Couldn't save Rufio.
He can blow up people by just fighting him like how I probably fight. Like a windmill, like,
you're already dead.
Yeah, like that looked a little silly. A little Three Stooges.
Yeah, dude.
But that's kind of how it is, though.
So. Yeah, it just, it. I think in live action, it just doesn't look the same.
Yeah, it doesn't translate as well.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. So there you go. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. So I had one other good thing, and I will say, I kind of differed a little bit from you in this, but I put, I said the fights were decent, not great.
What the what?
But decent.
Yeah, they weren't like terrible.
No.
They just, I don't know.
Yeah.
There was like a, you could feel it, the count out of it. Like,
right. Yeah. But that's what I wanted to stress. Decent fights, not great fights, not even good fights, but decent fights.
Yeah.
Decent. Decent.
Yeah, I just wish that it was actually, you know, some just people just
I totally agree with you on that.
What? Just kicking the shit out of each other, you know?
Yeah, but I've seen worse.
Yeah. I mean, everybody seemed like they knew it. You know, they knew, had some techniques and they knew what they were doing to some degree.
Right.
Yeah. And I hate all the quick cuts and shit and like, let me just see the fuckers fight, man. Yeah. That's why I wanted to see that.
We've also seen a lot of better fights as well, so.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, well, that is it for our good, our bad, and our nitpicky, also, what the fucky. So now it is time to give this movie a rating. And as always, we here at the Keepers of the Fringe have our own rating system in which a 1 is a movie that is bad, but it ain't good. And a rating of 2 is a movie that just kinda is. Not bad, not good, just whatever. And a rating of 3 is a movie that's not great, but still manages to be entertaining in some way. And of course, a 4 is a movie that's so bad it's good. And that leads us to a rating of 5, which is an actual damn good movie. So, with that being said, what the fuck are we going to give this movie for a rating? I am going to say
3.5. Really?
Yeah, 3.5. I kind of liked it. I mean, it was, you know, I enjoyed it for what it was.
See, I'm kind of going by the wording of our things, our ratings.
That would seem logical.
I'm thinking 4.5. Because I liked it. I thought it was good. But I don't think it was so bad it was good. It was just, it was good. I mean, not great, but... And I can't say it was a good movie, so I have to bump it down a little bit from there. So... And it wasn't so bad it was good. But it was somewhere in between there or somewhere. I don't know. But 3.5 makes sense, too. After you said it, I was like, oh, I mean... 0.5s are very important. Because, I mean, it was, you know.
Well.
I don't know.
No, actually, I did really. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah, I was. I think I may have set the bar too low because I heard it wasn't good.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is going to be a shit fest.
And, okay, yeah, I got a really low score on IMDb and shit.
But, I mean, overall, like, trying to, you know, a good chunk of the manga into it, too. Like an hour and a half movie. Like, I think they did an okay job. I mean, it's not, you know, of course it's not everything, but it's enough of the beats, I think, to make sense of it. I mean, what they could.
Yeah, and really, the when I look at my bads, it's not really that.
Yeah, I mean, we're not saying it's like, you know, award winning. Remember,
no,
it's good in the context of shitty movies.
Right. Right. No, you know what? You have convinced me. I will go with a 4.5 as well.
Well, I don't want to change you.
No, because I'm thinking about
it. I don't know
it.
If you're, I'm thinking if about, you're right or if I'm
I,
right.
I think, well, it's opinion.
Well, I mean, which one I agree with more.
But I think, I'm thinking about the way you said. If you think about it in the context of what our ratings mean.
I don't know.
I don't know.
See, I don't want to say it's a, I mean, it's, oh, it's, I liked it. But I don't know if I can say it's a good movie. Like, oh, it's a top... You know, top of the list.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stick with a 3.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll stick with my 3.5.
All right, just to make it interesting, I'll stick with mine.
Which means I did, you know, I did still enjoy it.
Yeah. It's just, no, I think that one makes sense, but yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to go with my, just to keep it, make no, it
that's,
different.
That's totally fine. We don't have to have the same rating. It's good that we can differ a little. All right, so, interesting. 3.5 from me and a 4.5 from you.
4.5.
That would seem logical.
I think that's our biggest difference so far. Usually we talk each other into whatever.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. Well.
But I believe they're both valid. His score and mine.
I agree. Yeah, I think so. Well, what a night it's been, huh? Coronavirus. the loss of Pastor 2. differences in ratings of the movie. Yeah,
Jesse Eisenberg. Jesse Eisenberg.
I think I made my blood pressure go up. I can feel it. Anyway,
multi-ass gentleman.
All right. On that note, I think that's gonna do it for us for this evening. So, as always, thank you for listening. And remember, kids, he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe. And in the immortal words of Eric Cartman,
screw you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and word to your mother.
That's no moon.
Hey, kids. You want to contact the Keepers? Well, you can do so by emailing us at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at KOTFR. And if you want to see what movies we're reviewing every week, you can find pictures of them on our Instagram. You can find us there under, guess what, Keepers of the Fringe. And of course, we also have a Keepers of the Fringe Facebook page. And while you're at it, we at the Keepers of the Fringe would really appreciate it if you could maybe, you know, give us a little rating or review on whatever you use to listen to our podcast. We would really appreciate it. It would really help others find us.
We like movies.
That's a good start.